над тобою летает, лелея сон девственный твой, тебе райскую песнь напевает. Пустой песни святой, отголосок живой, тебе в душу вселит упование. Спи же, милая, спи, почивай под аккорды моей серенады. Пусть приснится тебе светлый рай, преисполненный вечной отравы. Пусть твой сон и покой, час безмолвный ночной, нежных звуков лелея в абзаце.
That was the Ukrainian bass baritone Boris Kamiria with Lev Ostrin at the piano and Tchaikovsky's song, The Serenade. And Alexander, listening to that, I could hear exactly what you said about this lightness of voice. So let's pick up his story again. He went to the Kiev Opera in 1939. What happened next in his life?
We are now in a year 1941. This year began for Boris Kamiria well. He receives one of the most prestigious titles in the Soviet Union, the title of the Honored Artist of the Republic. All the artists in the Soviet Union were titled in a hierarchy of titles. Then, in 1941, the war broke. And within a few weeks, the German army is on the threshold of Kiev. Large masses of the population take the flight, but many more stay put, weighing out what evil out of two to choose, the brutal Soviet power or the Nazi invaders.
A number of people leave, but some don't.
Most don't. Mira stays, yes.
And why does he stay?
He cited that he was sick at the time, and he was in the hospital, and he was forgotten by the officials responsible for his evacuation. But be it as it may, Gmira spent the wartime in Ukraine under the Germans, and he did the only thing he knew how to do. He sang.
He sang. He sang for the Germans now.
He sang for the population and the Germans, of course. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, he was brought to the city of Vinnytsia and sang on the stage of the local theater for the gathering of high-ranking Nazi officials, generals, Hauleiters, and other officials there, as the legend goes, and Hitler himself was there.
At this concert,
yes. After the war, thousands of people that worked under the Germans in Ukraine and in all the occupied territories were persecuted by the Soviet power and treated as traitors, and many of them ended up in the Gulag. The future of Gmira was quite bleak. When the Germans were leaving Ukraine, Gmira allegedly was offered to be taken to Germany. In another version, the Hauleiter of Ukraine, Erich Koch, issued an order to bring Gmira to Germany, alive or dead. And some German officer offered him the choice to leave or to remain in his homeland.
But weren't there a lot of penalties after the war? I mean, weren't there for people who actually worked in these German-occupied territories?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Even any petty worker, you could find in the camps an accountant just doing his job as an accountant, not being connected to any German war enterprises. So, of course, the threat of being persecuted was hanging heavily on Gmyria.
So what saved him?
What saved him? We find an interesting testimony from the diary of Nikita Khrushchev. Khrushchev at the time was responsible for the Ukrainian front. And he got a report that left behind German transport was found Gmyria. So he knew that Gmyria was a famous singer, and he decided to speak about him with Stalin. He said, you know, Gmyria was found in this transport. What shall we do with him? He's a very good singer. And Stalin weighed it out and said, okay, if he is a good singer, let him sing in the opera.
Did Gmyria sing anything other than Russian and Ukrainian music?
Oh, yes. He was singing a lot of Western music. He sang the cycles by Schubert and Schumann. He sang separate songs, not from the cycles. He sang a big variety of Western music.
This is by Schubert?
This is by Schubert.
And again, we have Boris Kamirna here with pianist Lev Ostrin?
Yes.
Движенье мельник жизнь ведет движение. Движенье мельник жизнь ведет движение. Благой тот мельник должен быть, кто век свой дома хочет жить. Весь век свой, весь век свой, весь век свой, весь век свой. Вода примером служит нам примером. Вода примером служит нам примером. Ничем она не дорожит, и дальше, дальше все бежит. Все дальше, все дальше, все дальше, все дальше. Колеса тоже не стоят, колеса. Колеса тоже не стоят, колеса.